From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
All right, now I don't know what you talked about on Home Economics yesterday, Sarah, but did you discuss putting money aside to buy records with?
I hope you did.
We discussed the dollar.
Oh, it's a bit different, I suppose.
It was Shamavil Yakub, and he did talk about shopping. And he said, if the dollar's all pence, which it is right now,
the dollar's all pence,
you shouldn't be buying things online on overseas websites. You should be spending the money within your community.
Ha-ha!
Which is a good segue into
Southbound. And there you
right,
are.
Get your cash out, everybody. Let's go. What do we got? So from the crate today, you've got a wonderful news for us, Troy.
Well, yeah, I was going to bring along some of the disgusting.
Just me. I'm disgusting with the money.
You carry on. Okay. I was going to bring some of the new releases this week, but what happened was it's time for our latest shipment of secondhand from the US to go out tomorrow, and there's about 11 crates of all US pressings of stuff, and there's Sarah, well, you'll be there.
Yeah.
What is there
look
in there?
Don't look away, Sarah. Look at it.
There's all kinds of stuff. Right across, there's like a half a crate of blues. There's all the rock things that people like. There's rock things. You know, like the Led Zeppelins.
Those sort of things that
the
people
Led Zeppelins.
Rock fans like.
Yeah, and then there's a bunch of soul and some jazz and some funk. And
where do these all come from?
The United States.
People in the United States don't want them anymore.
Well, apparently not.
Dickheads.
Foolish. So I was a little bit overwhelmed, and I just made like a last night before I was leaving, I like grabbed some things and then...
About 30 things.
Yeah, about 30 things. And what I really liked is like in some of these original records, there's like inserts and things, and I dig that this sort of thing you find in records. Mike, what does that say?
So firstly, this comes from a record from Warner Brothers, and it's what we would call now maybe the sort of thing you find in the sale bin. Is that right?
Kind of.
Or the discount bin.
Well, they were like in-house cheap compilations.
Okay, so this is. I'll try and read this in a voice. I imagine it would be. It was sort of the maybe person.
Warner reprised Lost Leaders of full stereo double albums in deluxe packaging. Each double album, $2 for two records, averages about 28 selections. Each is filled with the finest selections from the artist's latest work, plus some extra collector's items, such as unreleased singles. You can't buy Lost Leaders in a store. They're only available by mail.
Try the last paragraph.
Lost Leaders are compiled from new stuff, not old tracks dredged out of our dead dog files. Not all selections are used on more than one album. If our accounting department were running the company, they'd charge you $9.96 for each album. But they're not. Yet. Still, if you're suspicious of big record companies as we feel like you have every right to be, we can only tell you that Warner Reprise is not 100% benevolent. It's our fervent hope that after hearing one of our Lost Leaders, you'll be encouraged to pick up more of what you hear on these special albums at regular retail prices. That's where the profit lies, we think.
And you could send away for these things back in the day. And there was another one that I found where it had on the clip-out coupon saying, please allow 6 weeks for our clowns in the mailroom to process your order. But, you know, there's loads of like weird... I dig the weird stuff they used to put.
Each Lost Leader is divinely packaged, having been designed at no expense by our latently talented art department.
Did it say at no expense?
At no expense. At no little expense.
At no little...
I wouldn't say that's true, but yeah, cool. All right, so that's so we've got some amazing albums here that have been somehow managed to get their way in pristine condition down to our beautiful. Okay, what should we play first? Do you want to play the one, or do you want to play my?
Play your selection if you wish.
Okay, well, this is what I deem to almost. I would almost say this is one of the greatest songs in the world. This song.
Really?
Yeah, this would be in my very, very top two or three songs in the whole of the world ever.
Of all time.
Of all time, because I love the song so much, just because of really what's not in it.
Okay.
This is the perfect example of you don't have to fill up a song with stuff to be as just, it's just awesome. Okay, so just stand by. This is off an album, and here it is there. Sarah, you like to tell us the name of the album there. You get involved in this. Look at the enthusiastic participant on the front there. Woo!
It's a pretty great photo.
That's Sly and the Family Stone. There he is! Sly Stone. All right. What's the album called?
Fresh.
What song am I going to play, do you think?
I'm trying to guess that right now.
Oh, I know which one it'd be anyway.
Are you ready?
By the way, there was about 5 sliced oat LPs in this collection that's going out.
You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by song. Oh, there's the gatefold sleeve. Look at him. Oh, that man is a muppet. Look at him.
When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person.
And that vocal is just, I just want to cry. It's so good.
How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?
Here we go now.
Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun. How? When you know that you never number two. Number one.
Hear that snare, that's number one. Drumming to the
Here
we go.
I wish I could get the message over to you now.
Oh, every single noise in the song is absolutely beautiful. Jesus Christ. And then as soon as it arrives, it's almost finished. And it's then, oh, come back, no. Oh.
See, what I find most astonishing about that
is... I love that song so much. God.
You want to play it again, don't you?
My language. But do pardon my language, but goodness gracious me, that's perfect music, perfect.
So what we're going to do is because we want to put all of these secondhand things out, all this US shipment out for the weekend, we'll actually put it out...
Nice original... I know. Sticker there in the middle there.
The Orange Epic label.
Beautiful song.
We're going to put them out at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So if you really want to, Sarah, if you want to get
in, blood sport.
it is though. A polite blood sport, but it's gonna
5 o'clock.
Elbows 5 o'clock. Close to your torso.
You haven't finished work yet. Yeah, no, but I've got to go. I've got a family thing. And they have to, you don't finish work till 5. No, I'll quit. I don't give a shit.
Now, this was cool. What we found inside this
Parliament
old,
album.
Yeah, this old Casablanca copy of Funkentality versus the Placebo Syndrome. There was
So let me pass that over here.
So
the album's Parliament.
Funkentality, isn't it?
Funkentality versus the Placebo Syndrome. I mean, I can't even begin. Siri, can you? I can't even explain that.
Just some amazing tasseling.
It's just one to a man called John. John Lacey?
John Lacey's record.
Look at that.
Hi, John.
Man, how much cocaine do you have to do to.
Woo! I think that was.
They're having a good time, eh?
That was the most excessive time of Parliament. And
this is Bob Gunn, Flashlight, Funkentality, Placebo Syndrome, Sir Nose, Devoid of Funk. Pay attention, bracket, pay attention, man, it's B3M. In bracket, and then Wizard of Finance.
Wizard of Finance.
Yeah.
Now, costuming. There's horn arrangements by Fred Wesley and Bernie Worrell. Hey, mastering Alan Zentz. Mixing assistant Bernie Worrell. Costuming Tom the Leather Man.
Ha 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 ha!
Tom the Leatherman. What the hell is he still going with costuming, do you think?
I don't know.
What about this gruntastic poster in here, which is as big as a 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. On a six-fold album cover size. Just a great big cartoon of Sir Nose Devoid of Funk.
Yeah.
Pristine condition, Troy.
And this one, and also in here is also the original Bop Gun comic book.
Wow. It's a real comic book. It's very, very cool.
Wow. So, Cole, are you ringing up with anything related to this?
Yeah, apparently.
No, hang
so.
Up, apparently.
Okay, good. Let's play that other one we just pulled out of there.
So this is not from the Parliament album, though. This is something else altogether fantastic.
Yep. I think you'll like this tune.
Oh, it's nice production there.
One day, child.
Oh!
I won't have to listen to your lies.
Trying to.
On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind.
So this is the Ohio Players. It's not the tune I thought we were going to play.
Oh, I thought you were... Isn't it? No. Oh, do you want me to play the tune you want?
May as well.
So stand by.
So this here is a... I think this is an early 80s reissue, this one, of Ohio Players' Gold. And if you think that they didn't have enough great songs to have an album called Gold, what about Love Roller Coaster, or I Want to Be Free, or Skin Tight, or Sweet Sticky Thing, or Jive Turkey, but or this one. Put this one on.
Is that you want it?
Yeah. Is this the one that Soundgarden covered, I think, isn't it?
They did too. Do we know what fop means?
No. The other thing about the Ohio Players is they must have known an awful lot of African-American ladies with shaved heads.
Beg your pardon?
Just about all their album covers were African-American ladies with shaved heads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
Okay, some other stuff that I randomly grabbed out of the piles, out of the 11 crates.
Just a second. What about this bad boy over here? We're going to play something off that?
We'll play something off that. Okay. But other things I got, here's a nice early US copy of Herbie Hancock's Thrust.
Oh!
There's Grant Green, His Majesty King Funk.
Love that album cover, by the way.
And then I love these old Atlantic, heavy Atlantic sleeves. Best of Sam and Dave.
Best of Sam and Dave. Saw me.
Oh, Sarah, how much do you want that?
Freddie Hubbard, the Black Angel.
And here's a original lenticular covered Satanic Majesty's Request.
That's the Rolling Stones.
It is.
With the trippy cover.
With the original insert.
Wallpaper insert.
Wallpaper sleeve. I don't know why I grabbed this, but I do particularly like this T-Rex album.
Because it's a badass cover.
Yeah,
Electric Warrior. Come on in, Big Hungry. Come and put your Furby old eyes all over it.
And here's is the US pressing of Jam Sound Effects with a different rear sleeve. Roberta Flack presents... No, Les McCann presents Roberta Flack's the first time. This is just a small selection of the latest American second-hand shipments going out on Friday, tomorrow, at 5. You've got that one, there. Oh, you've got, okay, so Big Hungry's got that one. I bet you don't have this album that we're playing next.
Peter, like,
what are they playing off this?
They were going to make a tour of that. Has that happened? Are they thinking about doing that?
I don't know.
Flirting with
let's play the last song on side two.
Thank you,
Pastor. Oh, man. Oh shit, did it come with a shirt? No.
No, no, no. That's a bag. All right, so here we go.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time.
Straight smack dab of the back end of the Beetlejuice soundtrack.
Yeah. Beetlejuice soundtrack on vinyl. It's Danny Elfman, who, you know, has been the Simpsons composer, apart from anything else.
He used to be at Oingo Boingo.
Yes, he did.
He does a lot of
So what other stuff's on the soundtrack? Apart from that great insert where you can buy it, you used to be able to buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, the t-shirt.
My t-shirt is pretty shrunk. My head wasn't. Waka waka waka.
What else is on here is mainly the score, except there's two Harry Belafonte tunes. If you remember the film Beetlejuice, you'll know why. Shake Shake Sonora, this one here. This is the last scene where Lydia Dietz is being levitated up by the stairs, isn't it?
If she behaves really well and she
does well at school.
Yeah, does well at school, then she gets rewarded. She's allowed to be spirited away to the sounds of Harry Belafonte.
You know it really well, eh? So, Troy, all these are available at the moment at Southbound Records, but you're not going to put them out for sale until 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Correct.
Gives people time to sell things,
Sarah.
Work, Sinora, work your body line. Work, Sinora, work it all the time.
And there's some absolute treasures there, eh? You know what? Isn't music just choice? It is.
Isn't it the best?
When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line.
She go like a rocket.
Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line.
I'm glad you got over your family vomiting thing you told me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes it. And you think it would be cool because it's a family thing, but no. That part of it's not fun at all.
It's not like a family gathering or a family dinner.
No. Family reunion?
No.
Just a family.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.